وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at verses in the Quran where it promotes human rights through traits that me and you need to have. One of these verses was in chapter 2, Al-Baqarah, in verse 195, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنفُقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ and وَلَا تَلْقُوا بِأَنفُسِكُمْ التَّهْلِكَ, and He says, do not throw yourself in harm's way. Spend in the way of Allah and don't throw yourselves in harm's way. وَأَحْسَنُوا and be good, do good. إِنَّ اللَّهِ يُحُبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ surely, indeed, Allah loves the doers of good or good doers. The verse that says or began with, and spend in the way of Allah. In the Islamic teachings, spending in the way of Allah refers to contributing to charitable causes and helping those in need. This can include giving the poor, supporting social welfare programs, or contributing to community development projects. By doing so, we are fulfilling our duties to help those less fortunate and contributing to the betterment of society. At the same time, the verse also cautions us against refraining from spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as this can lead to self-destruction. This highlights the importance of balancing one's own needs and desires with the needs of others and the greater good of society. So it's not just me, because I don't live by myself, I live amongst people. So I have to think of other people as well. So Allah says, give, anfiqu. And if you don't do infaq, then obviously you're not only harming yourself, but you're harming other people as well. So the verse encourages people to do good deeds. And when people do good deeds, obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will love them. يُحُبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ And this good deeds includes acts of kindness, compassion, serving others, and the list goes on when it comes to good deeds. So how can I and you contribute to charitable causes and helping those in need? Contributing to charitable causes and helping those in need is an important, sometimes essential, sometimes compulsory way to fulfill the obligation of spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously each of these has its own place and time. The verse itself mentions that. So there are ways that we can contribute. One of the ways that we can contribute is to donate to charities. We can donate to people directly. We have plenty of organizations that are relief organizations. People around the world, in many countries, they might be going through difficulties.
they might be suffering. They might, I don't know, sometimes natural disasters happen. Sometimes poverty hits hard. Sometimes the country itself facing financial, economical pressure from other countries. So they might be in need. There might be people in need. My job, your job, to donate to these people, help them out. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we said that sometimes we need to contribute by donating. Sometimes I can say, well, I have nothing to donate to mankind. At least I can volunteer. I can volunteer my time. I can volunteer my skills to support those causes. Whether it is by serving a meal at a soup kitchen, for example, or providing pro bono legal services, or doing some paperwork. There are many ways I can help people. I don't have to spend my pocket money or whatever I have to live on. No, I can do other works to help other people. And sometimes when it comes to us, when someone asks us for help, we're like, okay, I haven't got money to help them, so I'm done. No, but there are other ways you can help. There are other ways you can relieve their issues and their problems and their difficulties. So this is what something that the Quran wants me and you to do. Also, the ayah wants me and you to look for opportunities to give in to your local community, such as supporting, you know, normal projects. Sometimes we have homeless people, sometimes we have hungry families, sometimes we have many people in our community that are disadvantaged. Many families in our communities are disadvantaged when it comes to, you know, things. We can create programs to help them out. So we also can do something as well. And we also need to remember that every small act of kindness and charity can make a big difference in the lives of those who are in need. And this difference is even mentioned in the Quran. Allah says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, he who does an atom weight of good, خَيْرًا يَرَى, you will see plenty of good, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. So don't say, well, that's a very small thing, I won't do it because, you know, what's the use, what's the benefit? Maybe you don't see the benefits, maybe you don't understand the benefits, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. So we have to keep that in mind as well. When we look at this verse and we look at contributing to people and helping them in need, it promotes greater equality and justice in society by providing resources and support to those who are in need. We can help to address some of the systematic issues that contribute to poverty, for example, or discrimination or inequality. This can include providing access to food, for example, shelter, education, healthcare, and so on and so forth, as well as advocating for policies and programs that promote human rights and social justice. At the same time, supporting charitable causes and supporting those in need can provide or create a sense of community and sense of belonging in that community, which obviously will promote a greater respect and compassion for others, and ultimately contributes to a more just and equitable society for all. And this is exactly what we need.
We leave it here and continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.